We started the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin on the base. Perek Isha Rabba.
I forgot to put it on. No one heard you.
Okay. Oh. We started the new Perek Isha Rabba Daf Pei Zayin on the base. Tonight is the Yartzeit of Mr. Gus Jacobs, the third Yartzeit. So we dedicate the learning on Zeh HaNishmasa, Rav Mordechai Ben Hara, Moshe Yehuda. His father was the Dayan in Broyens. Okay. So we discussed a little bit the Mishnah. The Mishnah has, the Gemara is going to interpret the Mishnah. It's very unclear. The beginning of the Mishnah goes in a case where Eid Echad testified that the husband is not alive and Bezin allows her to remarry. The Pashtus and the Gemara is going to be that Min HaTorah, you really need two witnesses. It's a Dovish of the Erva. You really need two Eidim to testify that the husband is not alive, that the wife should be permitted to remarry. And it's a Kula Midirabbanah. How is it possible to have such a thing, a Kula Midirabbanah? The rabbis were authorized to make Chumras. The Pasuk says, Ushmartam es Mishmarti, the concluding Pasuk in Parsha Zachri Mois, and the Gemara before Nivamas has a tradition, and that Pasuk, Asum Mishmeris la Mishmarti, that's the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Here, that's the Gemara, Chof Aleph and Min Aleph. Ushmartam es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeris la Mishmarti, that they were authorized to make Gzeris and Siogim. The Mishnah says, I say Siog la Torah. But the Rabbanim are not authorized to be Mekel. So the Gemara is going to work on that. What kind of a din is that? So the Mishnah says, if the Eid Echad testified that the husband is not alive, and the woman went and she remarried, then the husband turns out the whole story was not true. The husband is alive. So we have a whole series of penalties. What was his Zishuldik? The rabbis told her she's allowed to remarry. We say she should have investigated. She shouldn't have rushed to remarry. Even though the Eid Echad said the husband is dead and the Bezin relied on him, it's supposed to be Isha Daika Mintzva. The woman should be Medaik before she remarries. So we tell her this in advance. You better check into it, and if you don't check into it and it turns out the husband is still alive, then it'll be a whole series of penalties. So what are the penalties? Teitza Mizeh Mizeh, she has to get divorced from her. We treat her like a Soita Asura Labailo, so she's not going to go back to her first husband. She's not allowed to remain with the second husband. And even though Enki Dushin Tovsim Beishasish, so the second husband shouldn't need a get. So there's a Chomer Midirabbana Tzvicha Get Mizeh Mizeh. She does need a get from the first husband. Not Gerek, that's a real husband. The second husband is a Chomer Midirabbana. Zerishem Yomru, Rashi quotes from the Gemara, the Giri Zev and Asa Zev. People will think that the rabbis allowed her to remarry. So the first husband must have given a get. So she needs a get from the rabbanon from the second husband. And usually when a woman gets divorced, the husband has to pay her the ksuba unless he can ascertain that it's her fault that she ruined the marriage. She refuses to go to mikveh, or she's cursing the husband, or she's cursing her in-laws, or she doesn't want to have any children, or she's cooking tray for food. They're giving the husband tray for food. So whenever she's at fault for ruining the marriage, then she loses the ksuba. Whenever no one's at fault, whenever it's the husband's fault or no one's fault, they fell out of love. They're not in love anymore. So then they have to pay her ksuba when she gets divorced. So here, neither husband has to give her ksuba. Ain ksuba, not from the first husband, not from the second husband. And peiris nichsim belug, when a woman is married, so the husband is entitled to peiris nichsim belug. So the husband was taking. So now it turns out that she wasn't allowed to be with the husband. So she's not entitled to get back the peiris nichsim belug. And neither husband is mechuyev to give him a zaynus. So if she borrowed money in order to have food to eat, so neither husband has to reimburse her for the money because no one is mechuyev in zaynus. Shine all these penalties. A whole series of penalties. I think we discussed it. It says, neither can be made in a dereva. Normally, if a woman takes a neder, so if she's a Naira Hamarasa, so you need hafaras and dorim shutfis between the husband or orus and the father. If she's a naira hamarasa, if she's a bogeris, then the father's out of the picture.
Honda Odyssey parked on the sidewalk. You need to move your car. License plate JDM 7263. A blue Honda Odyssey is blocking traffic. If you could please move your vehicle, thank you.
So if a girl is married, she's a Naira Hamarasa. Naira means before the age of 12 and a half, she becomes a Bogeris, and she only has Erisin with the husband. She didn't have yet Nisuin. We have one after the other. We have Chosin gives the ring, that's Erisin, Kiddushin, and then they stand under the chuppah and they say the Sheva Brachas, that's the Nisuin. But in the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, till the days of the Gaonim, there was a long pause in between. They'd have a year in between the Erisin and the Nisuin. So if the girl is younger than 12 and a half, she's only a Naira, and she's only had Erisin, so she's still Bishu Savia. So then you need Hafaras and Dorim. Bishutfis, the father and the husband have to meif in the Dorim. If the girl is in a Su already, she already had Nisuin, then the husband is meif in the Dorim. But over here, when the woman becomes a Saita, there's no Hafaras and Dorim at all. It would appear, let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha, which he's not allowed to do. A Kohen marries a Grusha. But the Ishus is a complete Ishus. So they're supposed to get divorced. They're supposed to not allowed to live together. Even B'dievet, they're not allowed to live together. B'dievet, the Kiddushin Atopsim, but they're not allowed to live together. He has to give a get because the Kiddushin Atopsim. So Kolzman, that the husband didn't give a get, he can't be made for Nidre Yishto, even though the marriage is a prohibited marriage. But if the girl is a Saita, Asur Labailo, then the husband cannot be Meif and Adar. So I think we explained why. We quoted a Bartanur in his commentary on Chumash. The Amarnoka is a commentary on Pirish Rashi Alatar. So the Amarnoka says it's really based on Gemaris, the Farish like that. That when a woman becomes a Saita, Asur Labailo, usually Ishus contains two halves. Ishus has an Isil. Kuli Alma and a Heta Labailo. What do you mean a Heta Labailo? It's not a Bias Nus. That's what it means. No, Heta Labailo means the Heta is locked in. Let's say a Kohen marries an Almana. A Kohen is permitted to marry an Almana. And then they appoint him as a Kohen Gadol. So a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to live with an Almana. But over here, since he married the Heta, when he married her, he was a Kohen Hedyot. So he's permitted to remain with his wife. That's a Mishnah and Daf Samach Aleph earlier in Yevamos. And the reason why is because if at the time of Kiddushin the marriage was Heta Gomer, so the wife cannot become Asura Baila. The woman is Muteris Labaila, means that the Heta is locked in. So how can any woman ever become a Saita Asura Baila? At the time that they got married, it was a Heta Gomer. So later on, how can she become Asura? The answer is because the Ishus is broken. When the woman becomes a Saita, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, that's a full Ishus. Even though it's an Aveira, he's not allowed to marry her, it's a full Ishus and he can be Mefer than a Dorm. But if the wife becomes a Saita, so the Pasuk uses the expression Vinitma'o. What does it use, Vinitma'o? So the Avdeneza explains based on the Kuzari, I think we mentioned it, that the word, the Melech HaKuzarim, who converted
to... Owner of the Grey Nissan Quest, please move your vehicle. License plate FAL1630. A Grey Nissan Quest is parked out front. Thank you.
So the Melech HaKuzarim asked the Chover, asked the Rabbi, if you people are so orthodox and you follow everything that it says in the Bible, so how come when you touch a dead sheretz, how come you don't go to mikveh? And when the husband becomes a balkeri, he doesn't go to mikveh, and the wife becomes a poletishich mazera. How come she doesn't go to mikveh? So the rabbi answers the Melech HaKuzarim that tumah only poses a problem when there's an issue of kedusha. Tumah is a problem if you want to eat truma, you want to eat korbanos, you want to enter the Beis HaMikdash. You want to eat maaser sheni, which has kedusha. So the rabbi explains, we live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Korbanos, there's no Truma, there's no Maaser Sheni, so there's no Inyan of Kedusha. Tuma is only an issue, Tuma is a type of the Sasri with Kedusha. And then the king asks the rabbis, how come you insist that your wives have to go to Mikvah? So he said, that has nothing to do with Tuma Vatara, that's a different thing. But Tuma Vatara, the concept of Tuma is that it's a type of the Sasri with Kedusha. So the Avnei has a comment. How come it says v'nitmo by Neshesish Shezinsa? How come the Chumash, the word v'nitmo appears three times? How come it says v'nitmo? What kind of a funny lotion is that? So Avnei Neza explains that the Gemara says Haret Mekudeshes Li is a Lishna de Rabbana. In biblical Hebrew, you don't call a woman Mekudeshes. You don't say Haret Mekudeshes. Say Haret Ishti, Haret Arusasi, Haret Nisu Asi. You can say Haret Negdosi, Tzalosi. It says the wife is an Ezek Negdo. So the husband, when he gives a living, can say Haret Ezrasi, Haret Negdosi, Haret Tzalosi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Achas Mitzaloisa, he took a rib from Mother Merishin, and he made Chava. So this would be in biblical Hebrew. Hareat Ezrasi, Negdasi, Tzalasi, Mekudeshes is a Lishna de Rabbanan. So despite the fact that the terminology of Kiddushin is a Lishna Rabbanan, but the concept is a concept de Raisa, that when a couple gets married, an element of Kiddusha, an element of Ruchnias, is introduced into their lives. That's what the Gemara has in Agarite, but it's a Gemara, it's not a Balaturm, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Ish v'Isha, Shechina Shurei Benem, because the word Ish has a Yud, and the word Isha has a Hey. So the Yud and the Hey represent the Shem Hashem. So when the woman becomes Asur al-Baila, the Chumash uses the Loshen v'nitmo, that Tumah is a tie to the Sasri with Kedusha. So the Kedusha that was introduced into their lives when they got married, it's a Lishna de Rabbanan, Haret Mekudeshes, but the concept is a concept there. I say Kedusha is introduced into their lives. So when the woman becomes a Sarat Asura Baila, the Tumah is attacked to the Sasur with the Kedusha, so the Ishus is broken. There's only a partial Ishus. Ad Gedei Kach, that the Bartanura interprets in his commentary on Allah Torah and Rashi, it says in the Chumash, if an Ishus Ish is Mizana, so it says a mesa gam shneim. What do you mean a mesa gam? Well, gam is a ribui. Who else? The boil with the nevelas. The both chayim mesa eshes ishezinsa. The boil and isha both chayim. What's gam? So Rashi quotes from the Sifro, gam the rabbis haboy meacharem. What does that mean? Haboy meacharem. So the different interpretations. So the Bartanura says pshat. One might have thought that if a man is mezana with an eshes ish and she becomes asura by law, so that man is Chayv Misa. What if she's Mizana now with someone else? So one might have thought the Ishus is so incomplete, it's like there's only left a Chotzi Shira of Ishus, that maybe the full din of Ishus Isha Zinsa should no longer apply. So the Boyal, Sheni, should not be Chayv Misa. So that's what the Tanoim Darshan from the word Mesu Gam Shneim, Gam the Rabbis HaBoyim Achareim, if there'll be a Boyal Sheni and a Boyal Shlishi, Kozman, she doesn't get a get from the husband. So even the Boyal Sheni is also Chayv Misa, even though the Ishus is incomplete. What do you mean the Ishus is incomplete? That usually Ishus contains two parts. It contains an Isa Lekuli Alma and a Heter Lebaila. A Heter Lebaila means that the Heter is locked in. Not just, it's not a Bias Nus because they're married. No, a Heter Lebaila means locked in. If he married her when he was a Kohen Hedyon, he married an Almana, and then he's appointed as the Kohen Gadol, doesn't have to get divorced from his wife. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to live with an Almana. That's if he marries the Almana when he's already a Kohen Gadol. But if he married him when he was a Kohen Hedyon, the marriage was Beheta Gomer. So the Gemara says, hold the Ishtarya, Ishtarya. If Betchilas Rishis, it was Mut, remains Mutta. But the Saita does become Asur al Baila. How come? What happened? The Isha should be Mata, the Isha al Baila. She should remain Materis al Baila. So the answer is, the Ishus is broken, and only by the Saita, the Ishus is an incomplete Ishus, to the extent that there was a Havamin and that the Boyal Sheni shouldn't be Chayiv Misa, because it's only a Chotzi Shia of Ishus. There's only the element the Saita needs a get. That's how the Gemara says, Milo Bayagita, the Saita needs a get, means that the Ishus only contains the one half, the Isa Rakuli Alma, but it doesn't contain the Heter Labaila anymore. So that's why the Mishnah continues to say, let's say the woman is a Saita, and the husband dies leaving no children. So the wife should need either Chalitza or Yibum. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do Yibum. Why are you not allowed to do Yibum? Chalitza or the Yibum is a carryover from the Ishus that she had with the husband. The husband died. So when the husband was alive, he had Ishus with his wife, and the Ishus had Isa Rakuli Alma. So for that you need a get. And if the husband dies, there's a zika, there's a relationship with the Yavam, something along the lines of an Ishus. So to break that Ishus, a get doesn't help. For the zika, you have to have chalitza. And the carryover from the Ishus, there was a heta labaila. So the carryover from that part of the Ishus is that there's a heta to the Yavam. If they both agree, they're allowed to do yibum. But by the Saita, if the woman was a Sait also al Baila, so the Heta al Baila fell away. That's Venitma. Venitma means she's Asur al Baila. So the issues that she had with the dead husband was only an issues that had a Nisar Akuli Alba, didn't have a Heta al Baila. So the Zika that she has with the Yavam is also incomplete. It only contains an Issa Lekuli Alma, she needs Chalitza. It does not have a Heta to the oven, because the issues that it's a carryover from, the Zika is a carryover from the issue. The issues didn't have a Heta Labaila anymore. So the Zika is not going to have. So that's why the Mishnah is going to say that this woman who's stuck, the Eidechot said the husband is dead and she should be married, she needs a get from both. So if either husband dies, so she needs chalitza from the brother, but she can't have yibum with either of the brothers, because she wasn't allowed to live with either husband. She was a sait asur al baila. So that's what the Gemara sounds like. It says, neither can he make for nedarim, lo hafaras nedarim, neither can he make for nedarim, because the ishus is an incomplete ishus. The husband can only make for nedarim if there's a full ishus. If you have a grusha lekoyin, or Yisrael marries a mamzeres, be'isir, but the Kedusha and Atopsin said there's Nisuin, and the husband can be made for Nidadorim. Kozmani didn't divorce, so he can be made for Nidadorim. But by the Seita, he cannot be made for Nidadorim. Yeah?
What about the reverse Kohen Gadol case? So let's say a Kohen Gadol gets married to an Almana, and then he gets downgraded to a regular Kohen.
Fine.
Divorce her?
No. Now it's Mutta. It doesn't have to divorce him. Now it's
Mutna. So it's not parallel. It's not parallel to the first case. We don't say that since he got married in a forbidden situation, we don't allow him.
No, there's no such thing. No. The other thing is that usually you don't fire a Kohen Gadol. Usually the Kohen Gadol retires. He retains the din of the Kohen Gadol. Let's say Kohen Gadol is not Kohanim are not allowed to be mitamei lemeisim unless it's one of the seven relatives. Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to be mitamei to the seven relatives. Only to a meis mitzvah. So let's say the Kohen Gadol is old and he retires. So the Gemara says, "Mala makodesh olo merin." You don't fire him. You don't make. If you want to, you can make him ois Kohen Gadol. But usually they don't. They don't fire him from his position. He retains the status of the Kohen Gadol. Huh? Okay, becomes a balmum. Okay. So let's say he becomes a balmum, but he still retains the kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. They don't drop him. So he's still not allowed, even though he's not acting the last 10 years, he's a balmum, but he's still not allowed to be mitamei even to the seven relatives, because he still retains his status of a Kohen Gadol. He doesn't do the avodah Yom Kippur because he's a balmum. They have a new Kohen Gadol. But they never cancel him, unless he does some avera that it's a busha for Klal Yisrael.
Like marrying an almana, that wouldn't be a big enough avera to...
Okay, so maybe they'll fire him, but if they fire him, then they're helping him. Turns out that crime pays. You marry an almana, so then they fire you, and then you're allowed to remain with the almana. I don't know if they'll do that. In some way, they'll force them to get divorced from the almana. But maybe it'll be a busher for Klal Yisrael, so they should fire him. Yeah.
They just going to then son, so that she becomes a surah by it, no? That's also a dintoma?
There's a suffix in the Nemuki Yosef about that. There's a Gemara in the first parak about that. The Nemuki Yosef has a suffix. Eishes kain shenenso, and she's considered a zayna lebaila. Is there also an isra of vinitmo? So that's a deal in the Nemuki Yosef. I think it's on Daf Yud Aleph, on the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. I think it's quoted in Ebenezer. The Beishmol quotes that Nemuki Yosef. So the Mishnah gives all of these penalties mid the Rabban. So maybe we'll start the Gemara. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. We didn't finish the whole Mishnah. We'll learn a little bit at a time. So the Gemara has the comment on Pei Zayin on the base. Midik Katani Seif and Nisus Shaloi Bashus Moderus Lach Saloi. Thank you. The beginning of the Mishnah has all of these penalties. That's only if Nisus Bashus. She needed a heta bezin. Bezin had to allow her. But the Sefer says, Nisa Shalom Bishus, if she has two Edom who testify the husband is dead, she doesn't need a whole heta bezin. Two Edom say the husband is dead, the husband is dead. So none of these penalties apply. So Midi Ketani say, Nisa Shalom Bishus, Materis Lach Salo. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. Because Eisha Sisha Zinsa Shaykik. Eisha Sisha Zinsa is only Asura if it's Bemezin. If it's b'shoigig or b'yoynes, Let's say she was living, she thought it was her husband, came out that it wasn't her husband. That's Eishes Ishes in Sub Bishagik, not the Mazin. So the Gemara said the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about a case when you had two Edom who said the husband is dead. And the Rashi is talking about a case when you only have Eid Echad. So that's what the Gemara interprets. What does it mean? Shalor b'shus bezin el b'yedim. The Sefer is talking. There are two witnesses. Michlal. The inference is that the ratio where you have all these penalties is b'shus bezin u'b'yed echad. Alma, you see from the Mishnah. You see from the whole Masechta like that. Alma. The inference from the ratio of the Mishnah eid echad neman. And eid echad comes and says may spider the eid echad is neman. Usna nami, we have a Mishnah later that says Huchzuk Lias Masim Eid Mi Pi Eid. The practice was there was a debate in the days of the Tanaim when Rabbi Akiva was in prison, when the Romans put him in prison before they ultimately killed him. It was from the Asor Haruge Malchus. So that was one of the Yishailas that they asked him in the prison. The Tanaim used to walk by the window of the prison and ask him Shailas in code. If the Romans, if the policemen would realize that they're talking and learning, they wouldn't have let them, but they used to ask in code. So this was one of the shailas. What's the din? Is Eid Echad Neman by Meis Baila? Rabbi Kiva said in code that that was the tradition from the earlier generation. We do allow Eid Echad, says Meis Baila, we allow her to remarry. Not only if the Eid Echad says, I know, I saw the husband was dead, I buried him, I was in the Chevi Kaddisha, let's say it's Eid Mi Pi Eid. Eid Mi Pi Eid is not acceptable by Mammonis or by Nefashis, but by over here, by Eid Asisha, by Aguna, Eid Mi Pi Eid is good. So that's what the Mishnah says later. Huchzuku, the practice was over the generations, Lias Masin, we allow the woman to remarry if it's Eid Mi Pi Eid. Even if the first day didn't testify in front of Bezin, the first day testified Shalod with Bezin, Isha Mipi Isha, even an Isha is Nemenes, and the Isha says, I heard from another woman that the husband is dead. Eid Mipi Eid, and Isha Mipi Isha, and Isha Mipi Evid, and Isha Mipi Shivcha, would make all everything by Alma Eid Echad Nemi, see Eid Echad is believed by Meis Baila. Usna Nami, and we have also a Mishnah. We know that the din is Eid Echad Nemi Bisurim. We know that then. We have two psukim. We have one pasuk we spoke about already. We'll review again. You have one pasuk that says al pishnayim edim al pishlosh edim yumas al meis lo yumas al pi eid echad. So that's by din and nefashis. By din and nefashis, they need two kosher edim, and they have to testify in front of bezin. Then there's another pasuk that says al pishnay edim al pishlosh edim yakum dover. So the gemara says the pasuk yakum dover goes on Didi Mamanis. And Didi Mamanis, you need two kosher Eidim, we have to testify in the presence of the Bezin. How do you know that Dobisha B'Yerva needs two Eidim? So that's not Mefurish and the Pasuk, that's a Drosha, that's a Gzereshova. That it says, if the husband discovers that his wife was Mizana, the wife is a Saito, Kimotza Bo Erva's Dover, he discovers that she was Mizana, Koso Lo Sefer Krisa, the Girishim Ibeisa, he has to divorce her. So how did he discover that she was Mizana? Kimotzeba Erva's Dover. Gemara says, "Yonan Gzereshava Dover Dover Mimamin." The pasuk says, "Al Pishneidim, Al Pishloishedim Yakum Dover by Mamanis." So the word Dover appears over there, and the word Dover appears over here by Motzeba Erva's Dover. So that's a drush of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Gemara is going to wake up to that on the next daf on Peches Hamidal. That's the Gemara. The end of Gittin has that Dover Dover Mimamin Gzereshava, but that's not Mefurish in the pasuk. And then we have a fourth area. You have Mominus and Nefashis says black and white and Chumash that you need two kosher Eidim. Whenever you need Eidim, has to be Bifnei Bezin. And then Kabbalah says this has to be Bifnei Bezin. Then you have the Gzereshava that Dovisha B'Yerva needs Shnei Eidim Kshir and Bifnei Bezin. And then we have a source that there's a fourth area of Halacha that's called Eid Echad Neman B'Yisur. That's a question. Where did the Chachamim see that? Is there a Pasuk in the Chumash? So that's on the first daf in Gittin, that's a famous machlekes Rashi and Tosis. The Rashi says the mocker to that din Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim is in the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that it says we read 2 weeks ago. It says in the parsha that when a person brings the carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, the shochet as ben abakar, someone should shech the carbon. And it doesn't say he has to shech the carbon in the presence of another person, so you have two edim testifying. The shechet with the onlooker will both be able to testify that he did a proper shechita. Sounds like he goes to some corner in the Azara and he shechts the carbon and no one's watching and he's believed to say that I shechted the animal properly. So Rashi says, that's the mocker. That's a Rashi in Chulin. That's the mocker. B'shochet, it's ben ha-bokar, it's the mocker, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. Tosis has tainus against Rashi. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. We're going to have to learn the Gemara here to see what a Tosis tainus against Rashi. The tainus are based on this Gemara. Tosis said that's not a good mocker. The mocker is by Zava, that a Zava has to count Shivinikiyim. So the Chumash has an expression, Misofra lo shivas yamei v'achat pitar. She has to count Shivinikiyim. She has to make bedikas every day in the Shivinikiyim. So the pasuk says, Misofra lo. What is the word, Misofra lo? Misofra lo means liatzma. That she doesn't have to, when she makes a bedikah, she doesn't have to show it to someone else that you have two kosher eidim. The woman is nemenes on her own to say that she made the bedikas. So Tosis says that's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Ayin Beis. The Sofra Lo Liatzma. So Tosis says that Gemara is the that Rasha from the word Lo. The Sofra Lo Liatzma, that is the mocker of the institution of Eid Echad Nemen Be Yisurim.
Does Al never mention any mocker at all?
The Achrayim in the back of the Gemara point out that the two opinions, Rashi and Tosis, are Machlekes Hamoraim and Yerushalmi. And the Babli you never have. Babli just says, Eidechanem and Isur. Who was going to have it here? Eidechanem. The Babli never says what the Mokar is. And Yerushalmi has the two opinions, the Rashi with the Tosis. We'll have to discuss it when we learn this Gemara. So now, first, the Gemara is Smachzach Nish Vissendik. That the two different areas, this is Dovah Shabiyah, and that's Eidech and Nemun B'Yisurim. So Gemara is putting everything together. We know that the din is Eidech and Nemun B'Yisurim, and the Mishnah says Eidech and Nemun by Meis Baila, and there's a Mishnah in Krisis about bringing a Korban Chatos. Let's say the fellow eats in a kosher restaurant, and everything's under Hashgacha. Say after he finishes eating the steaks, so the waiter runs in. All religious people. Waiter runs in and said, "Oy vey, you finished eating the steak. By mistake, we've served you chaylev. You ate chaylev b'shogeg." He thought everything was under hashgacha. You ate chaylev b'shogeg. You have to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't know. How does he? He didn't work in the kitchen. He doesn't know if they cut out the chaylev. A lot of the fat in the animal is shuman, and some of the fat is chaylev. Some of the fat is also. Some of the fat is mutta. Depends where. So, if the waiter runs into the customer and he tells him, "Achal techeilev," so he's not going to contradict him. He doesn't know one way or the other. So the Mishnah seems to, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Braisa seems to imply, Erechot is Neman, to tell the man that he's chayv to bring a korban. So you see that Erechot is Neman. Erechot is Neman. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Where is the mucker? How do you know that it's true? Here, the Gemara says, Usnan Nami, we have a Mishnah increases. Eirechot Amar Achal Techeilev. The Eirechot tells him, "I know for a fact that you're chayev achatos, you ate chaylev b'shogeg. You only chayev achatos. Whoever violates an aveira sheyesh b'koreis. If a person cheats in business b'shogeg, he doesn't bring a korban chatos. A person talks loshen hara b'shogeg, he doesn't bring a chatos. He only bring a chatos if he did an aveira b'shogeg, which if he would have violated the aveira b'mezid, it would have been chayev koreis. He violated Aver B'shogeg, so he's chayv to bring a chatas. So chaylev is one example that we always call it chatas chaylev. Chatas chaylev means if he's mechal Shabbos B'shogeg, he ate chametz b'Pesach B'shogeg, he ate ad Yom Kippur by mistake B'shogeg. Any one of the lamed vav krisis hamuris batar. In the Mishnah, beginning of krisis, lists off all the 36 averis where the punishment is kores. So whoever violates any of the suri kores B'shogeg, so how does he know that he did the Aveira? So in Eirecha tells him, Achal techeilev b'shogeg. That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Can they really read his mind? How do they know that he ate it b'shogeg? Let's say the waiter runs in and he says, "We served yecheilev. And you certainly didn't know, you had no idea, you thought everything was under hashgacha. So you mechayev to bring a chatas." Says, "No, I know where the chaylev is, and I recognize it, and I knew that it was chaylev, and I ate it anyway, and I'm chayev koreis, and I'm not going to bring a chatas." So the aide doesn't know whether he ate it b'shogeg. It looked like it was an accident. The waiter says, "It looked to me that he ate it b'shogeg." But the one against whom he testifies, he can say it wasn't b'shogeg, it was b'mezid. So I'm not chayv. Same thing. Let's say two witnesses, the Tosis and the first Daf and Makkos has the shayla. Two witnesses tell a person you were driving your car and you crashed into the other car and you killed someone b'shogeg. So you have to go to the Ari Mikla. He says, "No, I made it look like an accident. It was b'mezid. I knew there was somebody in the car and I crashed into him and I made it look like an accident." So he doesn't, he's not chayv misa, there was no hasra. But he doesn't have to go to the Ari Miklot because it's Evet Neshelfen. If he killed B'shoigig, there's no din of Ari Miklot. The Goel Adam has a right to kill him even if he's in the Ari Miklot. What? If he killed the Mezid, then there's no din. So let's say, but the Mishnah talks about two witnesses testifying that a person killed B'shoigig and he's chayv to go to the Ari Miklot. So Taisa says on the first Mishnah in Makkos, if the two witnesses say, Harak the B'shoigig, you have to go to the Ari Miklot, and he contradicts them. He says, not true. I made it look like an accident, and then it was really B'mezid. It wasn't B'shoigig. So he's Neman to be Makkish then. If two witnesses tell me that I murdered someone on Mechayv Misa, I can't contradict that I didn't murder him. The two witnesses have no manas. But here the two witnesses, they themselves, they can't read my mind. They say, to the best of our knowledge, it looked like he killed the B'shoigig. To the best of our knowledge, it looked like he ate the chela b'shoigig. It looks like it was b'shoigig. That's what we call edus yediyah below edus riya. The pasuk says, "V'hu ed oyra oyoda im lo yagid menos avoinu." So the Gemara in Shavuos comments on the pasuk. What's falloshin is that v'hu ed, the person is a witness, oyra oyoda. Either he saw what happened, he saw an accident, and he testifies that there was an automobile accident, and he tells whose fault it was, who went through the red light, and who's chayiv to pay? Who's the other mamazik over here? So, so the pasuk says, "Who ate ora?" Either because he saw what happened, or yoda, or he knows. How does he know? But he has roch hakodesh. How can he testify if he didn't see what happened? So the Gemara says there is such a thing as edus hamiskayem is biyadiyah beloria. He didn't see. He figured out on his own. He saw the fellow was in an accident and he killed the other person and it looked like it was b'shoigig. Looked like it was b'shoigig. Or he ate the chelev, the waiter served the meal, and the guy was wearing a yarmulke and he thought everything is a kosher restaurant. Everything costs twice as much as a trefa restaurant. So he thought for sure the guy's religious and he doesn't want to eat any chelev. And then he tells him, achal chelev b'shoigig. The guy says, no, it was b'mezig. The waiter doesn't know for sure that it was b'shoigig. It looks to him like it's b'shoigig. The guy contradicts and he says, no, it's b'mezid.
What good is it if he said b'mezid? Ain't odom osa atzmo Russia?
Yeah, that's a good kasha. Tyson says that kasha. That's a very good kasha. Tyson, in the beginning of Bob Matzias, how can he say, mezid ha'yisi, I did it b'mezid? What happened? They ain't on the mezim atzmo Russia. So Tyson says, here, the edecho, the waiter tells him, achalta chel b'shoigig, you have to bring achatas. He says, I can't bring achatas because of b'chulam bazara. You can't volunteer achatas unless he did the aver b'shoigig. And he says, I feel bad. I know at the time I recognized that it was chelev. I ate it b'mezid, and I don't want to do another aver. Yes, when I ate the steak, I knew that I had chelev. But now, if I bring achatas, I'll be bringing chulam bazara. It'll be another aver. So Tosa says, ain't on a mesim asmai rosha is only Stamazoi, but here he says I did an aver b'mezid and therefore I don't want to do another aver now. If I bring a chatas, that'll be a nachan aver. So Tesis claims that in this case the rule of ein on the mezim asmarasha doesn't apply. The kasha is a good kasha. Tesis works on that kasha. That's Tesis teretz. Okay, other rishonim give a slightly different answer, but that's the kasha is a good kasha.
You know what it apply to Makkos, the situation of Makkos? He says that he killed him b'mezid.
The witnesses testify he killed b'shoigig and therefore he has to go right to the Ari Miklot. He says, no, I killed the b'mezid. So he doesn't have to go to the Ari Miklot. So the kasha is back again. I don't know. Yes. Kasha is back. I don't know. That's a good kasha. There the teretz doesn't apply. Yes. I don't know. Or you have another case like the Shita Mekubetzes increases, puts another case like this. The Gemara says there's an institution of Cheskes Habatim. There's a perek, Cheskes Habatim. Cheskes Habatim means like this. This house or this farm belonged to me, my father, my grandfather, for Duri Duris. Everybody knows it's my house. And now, the last 5 years, someone else is living there. And I say, he's a ganef. I say, I went away to Eretz Israel for a year. I had a sabbatical, I went there. So this guy moved in and he took over. He doesn't let me take back my house and my farm. So if the fellow can prove that he's been living there for 3 years, and I didn't complain, if I'm complaining every year, so he has no cheskes habatim, I made a machor. But if the Morikama, the one who used to be the owner, didn't complain for 3 years in a row, and he can prove, and the machzik, the one who's living in the house or living on the farm, can bring witnesses who will testify that he was there using the house or using the farm normally for the 3 years in a row, so then, and he has a taina that I bought it, not stam squatters' rights. No one complains, I have a right to keep it. That's not a taina. The machzik, the one who's living in the house, now claims that he bought it from the original owner. But he doesn't keep the documents forever, so he says, I held on to the shtaris for 3-4 years, then I threw them out, and now I'm going to hold all the documents forever. He's going to have a house full of file cabinets. There's a limit how long you have to hold on to all the shtaris. So he said, I threw out all the shtaris. So the Gemara says, if he can bring witnesses who will testify that he was living in the house for 3 years, using the farm for 3 years, then it's a cheskes abatim, and he keeps it. Keeps the house, he keeps the farm. So the Gemara says, it's only a cheskes habatim if he was there all the time. Maybe he was only there in the daytime, maybe at nighttime he was always afraid that the original owner is going to come back. The original owner of the house has a job in the daytime. So maybe every night the original owner was there. And in the daytime, when the original owner was in the office, that this guy was living in the house for 3 years. So the Gemara says, no, the Eidim who testify have to testify that he was there by Yom Balaila, 3 years, Mamish, day and night. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The neighbors know that he was there by Yom Balaila every single day. So the Gemara says, it's Eidis Yidi Balai Eidis Ria. The neighbors, the Gemara says, who's going to testify in Cheskabat Meshivivi? The neighbors. The neighbors say, every night the lights were on and every day the windows were open, at night the windows were closed, and it looked to us like somebody was living there. We had the impression, we had the distinct impression that the man was living there like Kinemachse Kiinchi by Yom Balayla for 3 years. But what if the Marakam, what if the original owner comes and he says, but I visited there 3 times in the course of the year at night and there was nobody there. And he says, which nights? He says, I came this night, and the other night, and the other night, scattered about. The neighbors don't know every single night. They said, it looked to us like he was there by Yom HaMalayla. So the Gemara said, that's on Eidis Yidi B'lo Eidis Ria, which is usually acceptable, because the Pasuk says, Ora O Yoda, for who Eid Ora O Yoda? Either he's an Eid because he saw, or he's an Eid because he has Yidi B'lo Ria. He didn't see everything, but he saw enough. Based on what he saw, you can extrapolate that Mustama the fellow was using the house or the field 3 years straight in a row. So whenever it's Eidis Yidi B'lo Eidis Ria, if the person against whom you're testifying, namely the Marakam, he comes and he says, not true. Like over here, he says, not true, I ate the chayla b'mezid. Not true, I killed the b'mezid. I didn't kill the m'shoigeh. So over here also, the Marakam comes and he says, not true that he was there every single day for 3 years in a row. I came on January 1st and April 1st and September 1st and he wasn't there those 3 nights. He wasn't there. So I thought, I didn't realize that there's anybody living in my house. The 3 times that I slept over in the house, there was nobody there. So whatever the person against whom the Eidis Yidi B'lo Eidis Ria, the person against whom they're testifying, contradicts him and he says, I was there and it's just not true. So then he undoes the whole HaGadah Seder. The Shita Mekubetzes increases, puts that Gemara, Cheskabatim, together with these Gemaras. The fellow can say, Mezid Hayisi. I don't know, your Kasha is still a good Kasha by the Golas. What other areas is he saving her from? I don't know. So the Gemara quotes the Din. The Gemara is just trying to prove from Mishnayis that there is an institution of Eidecha Dam and Bisur. We know that. We do it all the time. I come home and my wife gives me supper. So she tells me that it's kosher fish, a kosher chicken, whatever. I don't know it's kosher. She says she bought it in the store, and the storekeeper, a religious Jew, said that it's kosher. How does he know? He wasn't there. Because the delivery man, who is a religious Jew, says that it's kosher. How does he know? Because the man in the slaughterhouse told him. How does he know? Because the shechet said that it's kosher. So it's aid me pi, aid me pi, aid me pi, aid. But that's eidechad nem visurim is good. Eidechad is good, even chutz lebezen. And eid mi p'eid is good by isurim. Eid mi p'eid is good because eid echad is good. So you don't need a hagadah seder bifnei bezin. So you can have simonim also. Okay, but you have to know what the simonim are. Okay. Let's say you have a packaged. You have the chicken is in effect. They sell it in the AMP. So the people in the AMP are not Jewish. So they don't have the manas to say that it's kosher. But it's wrapped up in a package and it has a stempel on it and it has a hashgacha. Okay, so we know that it's kosher because we set up a system. So you have simonim that indicate that it's kosher. Okay. But even if you don't have any simonim, if it's seidech and then be surim, so it's also good. So the Gemara is trying fishing around for a Mishnah. So they quote the Mishnah by Yerechot, by Korbonus. So the Gemara says, Usnan Nami, we have the Mishnah. Yerechot, I'm a chalta chaylev, and Yerechot, the waiter comes and he tells me by mistake, oh, you ate the whole steak, you ate everything. By mistake, we didn't remove the chaylev, and you ate chaylev. I'm a loya chalti. He contradicts. He says, I didn't eat the steak at all. I cut it up and I threw it in the garbage. I didn't eat anything. Or he says, I knew which was chaylev. I cut it off and I threw it out. I didn't eat it. So the din is pater. If he contradicts the erechad, he doesn't have to bring the chattas. So the Gemara is medayik from that brisa. Time of the amal erechalti. The only reason why he's pater for bringing chattas because he contradicts the erechad. Ha ishtik. But if the Erechet says Achalta Chaylev and he doesn't say one way or the other, he doesn't contradict him, he's quiet, then the din is Mehemen. The Erechet is believed, he has Nemanus. Alma, what do you infer from that Mishnah? Erechet Mehemen, Midereisa, Erechet is Nemen, Biyisurim. The one wants to know, Minolan, where is the source in Chumash for this din that Erechet and Biyisurim? So we already know the answer. Rashi and Tosis gave an answer. Okay. Rashi and Tosis. That's after you get to the Maskana. So Ashantel is going to tell you where is the Makkah. But first the Gemara thought a different pasuk. So the Gemara says, Minolon, where is the Makkah in the Chumash? The Gemara the Tanya. It says in the Chumash in Parshas Vayikra that when a person realizes that he did an Aver, it goes on chatos. If a person violates an aver sheyesh b'kores, but he violated it b'shogeg, he didn't violate it b'mezid. So when he has yedias achet, before yedias achet, there's no chiyuv to bring a chatos. After he has yedias achet, then he's mechuyev to bring a chatos. So the pasuk reads ohoda means like imhoda lo chatos ashechatabo. When he comes to the realization that he did an avera, so he has to bring a chatos. So the Torah Kohanim has a drasha. He has to come to the realization on his own, and if other people tell him achal techelev, they don't have them on us. Then the brisa continues. Maybe afal pishenim akrishoy. What if someone tells him achal techelev b'shoygeg and he doesn't contradict them? You're also going to say hoda a love has to have yediyas atzmat. He has yediyim mipi acherim. He's not chay v'chatas. Even though the person who ate the food is not contradicting the aid, he's still potter from a chatas. There's a ribui. Either he has yidias atzmo or yidias mipi acherim, and he doesn't contradict him. Oh, so the Gemara is going to say maybe it's shtika koida. Who says that it's based on erechon and bisur? Maybe erechon is not bagloit, but it's called shtika koida. The Gemara is going to raise that issue. You didn't prove it yet. In other words, from the Brisa, it doesn't prove the point. Maybe a shtika koidah. So the Gemara wants to know, what's that Brisa talking about? I need a pasuk to tell me that if the man who ate the chalev doesn't contradict the witnesses, is it a one witness or is it two witnesses? So the Gemara says, hechidami, what case is the Brisa talking about? Lema, if he should say the osu trei, that two witnesses come, and they say achal techele b'shogeg v'lo kol makrish lahu, and he doesn't. So if he contradicts them, then he's not chay. But if he doesn't contradict them, then you have to have a ribui. Oh, a hodel of mikol makom. Even if there's no yediyas atzma, but he doesn't contradict them, he's chay. So the Gemara says, krol amali. What for that? You need a pasuk. That's a svara pshuta to aid him on amonim to give the death penalty. Why shouldn't the Aiden be Namana to Mechai Bachatas if the man is not contradicting them? So it doesn't make sense. Krol Amli, what do I need a Pasuk to tell me when the one who ate the Chalev doesn't contradict the two Aiden, the two Aiden Mamachaivim? The Torah says two Aiden give Malchus and two Aiden Mamachaiv Misa. So of course two Aiden Mamachaiv Bachatas. Well, why should it not be so? Ela Lav, the Pshat must be in the Brais Echad. It's only Eid Echad.
What is written tell them? Is he Aiden or is Chalev?
No, they tell him that you ate the chalev.
And he can contradict them, yes.
And he contradicts and says, not true, I didn't eat the chalev. He says, I did not eat the chalev. So if he contradicts them, then they can't be mechayef and mechatas. But if he doesn't contradict them, then he is chayef mechatas. If he doesn't contradict them, and they're two edims, of course they're mechayef and mechatas. They can give him the death penalty also. Why shouldn't they be? Well, El Alavchad, it must be the whole price is...
The two edims.
Also, he's not contradicting them on that either. The Gemara is going to talk about the whole story. Okay. We'll get into the whole thing. El Alav on the first wide line, on the first very wide line, four lines from the bottom of the Pei Zayin and the base. El Alav Chad, that Brisa that learned that, Hadalav Chatasa, you need Yediyah Satsmo, but if there's Yediyah Mipi Acherim and he doesn't contradict them, also Chayav Chatas. It cannot be talking, the whole Brisa cannot be talking. Two Edom are saying. El Alav, the whole story is Chad. Eid Echad is telling them. The Chilok HaMakrish LeMehemen. And you see, if the man who ate, supposedly ate the Chalif, if he doesn't contradict Eid Echad, then Eid Echad will be Mechayiv HaMachata. So you see, Shema Mino, Eid Echad is Neman. You see, Eid Echad is Neman be Yisurim. Or not Russia. So the Gemara says it doesn't prove the point. That was your Taina. Umimai, the Mishum, Freg the Gemara. What kind of a source is that? How do you prove from that Torah's Kohanim, from that Rosh, that Eid Echad is Nema? If he doesn't say yes, he doesn't say no. So we assume that he's masking with him. So it doesn't prove that Eid Echad is Nema. It proves that Shtika Kohidoy. Teda Diktani Seifa, because the Mishnah continues to have the following din. Two witnesses say that the Mishnah increases. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah, Reb Meir and a Chachon. So Reb Meir says, two witnesses say, achal techele b'shoigig, and you have to bring a chatas. He says, not true, I didn't eat it. So it says, potter, the Chachon hold that is potter from a chatas. Rameh holds, he is Chai Vachat, even though he contradicts. Amar Rameh, it has to be like that. What if two witnesses say, you are Mechal Shabbos, and you're Chai Misa, you are Boal Eshishish, you are Rabbi Rabbi Rizal, he contradicts them. So we don't believe him. The two witnesses say, did an Avera, Benezer Basra, and you're Chai Misa, so the two Edom are believed. So if the two Edom say, Achal Tachela, B'Shoigig, and you're Chai Vachatas, and he says, Lo Yachalti, not that he says, Achal Mezer Aisi. He says, Lo Yachalti. So you don't believe him. They say, we were watching, we saw the way you ate the chalev. He says, not true, it never happened. What do you mean, never happened? The two witnesses say, yes. So, Omer Ameir, Kalvachayim, Im Hevi Yushnaim, Vidain Nisachamur, if the Torah says two witnesses are believed to give the death penalty, so how can you tell me, Lo Yaviyu, they tell you, Karban Akal? You're going to tell me two witnesses are not believed when he outright contradicts them? So that's for Rav Meir's argument. Rav Meir says that the two witnesses are believed. If he says, Shoigig HaYisi, Mezid HaYisi, that's a different story. So Mezid HaYisi, the Edom only have Yediyah B'loiriyah. So then he can contradict them. But if he says, Lo Yachalti, they say, we were watching you eat it. He says, not true, I didn't eat it. I threw it in the garbage. I didn't eat it. They say, but we were watching, you ate it. You swallowed it, went down your throat. So Rav Meir says, the two Edom are Mechayiv and Mechatas. And the Chachamim disagree. Amrullah, on the bottom line, Amrullah said, the Chachamim disagreed with Rav Meir. It's not the same. Maim Yitzalav Mezid HaYisi. So the simple, that's the Mishnah increases. So the simple reading sounds like it's a migu. If he would have, when the two witnesses say, Achal Techele B'Shegig, you have to bring Achatas. If he would have said, Mezid HaYisi, he would have canceled their Haggadah Seder, because they don't have a Yediyah Vadois that it was Shogeg. To the best of their knowledge, it's Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Riya. It looked like it was Shogeg, but it's not. They don't know Bevadai. So if he would have said Mezid HaYisi, he would have been believed. So even though he doesn't say Mezid HaYisi, Migu, if he would have said Mezid HaYisi, he would have canceled their Eidus. Even though he says Lo Yachalti, he's believed. So Taisus says, there's a long Taisus here, the same Taisus increases. So I said, that's ridiculous. That's Migum Amok and Edom. What do you mean? The Edom say Achal Techelev. And he says, not true. Lo Yachalti. I cut it up and I threw it in the garbage. And I never ate anything. He said, no, we were watching. You swallowed it. You were choking on it. You drank. You had a drink in the middle to make sure. Of course you swallowed it. So you don't believe him because he has a Migu. The Migu is contradicted by Edom. What's going on? So Tosis explains what's going on over here. Tosis explains. We're talking about the following case. We're talking about the following case. We sometimes have a din of, we have a din, kibin sheigid shibin achayzer magid. If two Edom gave Haggadah Eidos, two Edom say that you owe him $1 million. Why? Because he crashed into his car and you made a hezek, whatever, you owe him a fortune of money. And then, a day or two later, the Edom come back to Bezdin and say, it's not true, we just want to take revenge from this fellow. We didn't like them, so we gave Eid a shekel. It's not really true. And they give a whole explanation. What motivated them to give Eid a shekel? So you don't believe them? That's the pasuk that says, you can't back out from your Haggadah Seder. So that's when you have a Haggadah Seder of Shnei Eidim Kshir. What if it's not Haggadah Seder of Shnei Eidim Kshir? Let's say there's a Gemara in Ksubis in the second period. Let's say a good-looking girl moves into town and someone wants to date her. So he calls her up on the phone, he'd like to date her. So the girl says, sorry, I'm married. So he says, okay, mazel tov, good. Then the next month she gets engaged to someone else, you're going to marry someone else. So how are you talking? But you said that you're married. So how can you marry someone else? So she says, no, I didn't want to hurt the fella's feelings. I want a yeshiva guy, or I don't want a yeshiva guy. I want a doctor, a lawyer, I want an engineer, I want a husband who's going to make a living. So she said, I didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings, so I said, I'm married. So there the Gemara says, even though the woman said, that's Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Di Yisura, a person should not really be believed to say, because it's a Dovah Shabi Yervo, so you should really require two kosher Eidim. So the woman is a baldova, and the woman is a nisha, and the woman is only a echad. So it's three reasons why she should not be baglot. But that's the din. Shavi anav shechatich adisur. If the woman says eishisishanisha, she's nemenis. Adam nemen alatz me yosim meyuish. So the Gemara says,
even with an amasla.
Oh, so the Gemara says if she backs out with an amasla, and it's to the satisfaction of the bezin thinks that what she's saying now is true. She says, we really want to marry this kind of a guy, the one I'm marrying now. The other guy was the wrong, he's a Shiva Bacha, not a Shiva Bacha, whatever, different kinds of people. Too much of a kibbutz, so she didn't want to hurt his feelings. So that's why she told a lie, she said, Eshesishadi. So if the teretz that she gives to back out from what she said originally is to the satisfaction of the bezin, that's called an amasla. She farenfes everything that she said and she did in a reasonable fashion. So then you can back out from... Then you don't say kibin shigit shimin achayzer magid. The same thing, let's say a person makes haidoas baldin. The Mishnayos have in the end of the last perik in Ksubis has like this. Let's say you're living in a house for the last 5-10 years, and I'm claiming for years that you're a ganav, that it's my house, it's my farm, and you don't belong there. And so I say you're a ganav, you say you're not a ganav, and we never went to Bezin about it. And then you want to sell the house to someone else. So the guy comes to me and he says, I know you used to live in the house. What do you say? Is it a good buy? Should I buy the house? And I tell him, instead of me telling him, he's a ganav, he stole the house from me, don't buy it, it's a stolen house. I don't tell him that. I say, yeah, it's a very nice house. I lived there for many years. My father lived there. My grandfather lived there. Very nice house. He'll enjoy it very much. And the price is a good price. I convince him that he should buy the house. Or the one I claim is a ganav is selling the house to the other one. Not that he asks me advice, should he buy the house. The ganav, supposedly the ganav, he asks me to serve as one of the witnesses on the shtar. And I sign on the shtar mechira. So if it's a stolen house, what am I signing on the shtar mechira? What did I recommend that he should buy it from him? So that's implicitly a haidos baldin, that the house belongs to the ganav, that my claims are false. The house belongs to the one who's selling it now. Otherwise, why am I going along? Why am I encouraging the fellow to buy it? And why did I sign? So what if later on, the Mishnah has a machlokes satanim, what if later on, after the fellow buys the house, then I come the next day, and I bring all of my documents, all of my evidence, and I say, I want the house back. The house was stolen all along. So the guy said, but what did you sign on the shtar? And what did you tell me that I should buy the house for? So I tell him, I made a haidos baldin, that he has a right to sell a house. But now I back out from the haidos baldin with an amasla. I say, Hasheni noyach li harishin kashi himenu. you're a nice guy, the one who bought the house, you're a nice, easygoing guy, you're an honest person, you're not a gangster. I knew that if you'll buy the house and I'll prove to you that it's mine, you'll be honest enough to give me back the house. The first guy who was living there for so many years is such a miserable gangster. If I go to court, I'll go to Bezna, I won't win. He'll just shoot me. So is that so that's a discussion in the Mishnah. Is that a valid amasla to back out from the Hadar's Baldin that I made? But the premise is that whenever the person made either Hadar's Baldin in Dina Mamanus or made a Shavi Anafshe in a Dovish of the Yerva, if the person gives a valid amasla and he forenfers everything that he said and everything that he did to the satisfaction of the Bezin, you can't back out from Hadar's Baldin and you can't back out from Shavi Anafshe Haticha Di Yisura. And similarly, there's a Gemara in the second parak in Ksubis. The husband comes home from the office and he wants to be with his wife. So the wife tells the husband she just became a nida. She just became a nida. Okay, so what can he do? Then farfal. So the next day, the husband comes back from work, from the office. All of a sudden, the wife is very lovey-dovey. What do you mean? Yesterday he said he became a nida. So he said, it's not true. Yesterday I told a lie because I was so tired from a whole day's long with the children, cooking and everything. So I told you a lie, and I knew that if I would say that I'm tired, it wouldn't help. So I said, I'm a nida. But now the truth is that I wasn't a nida yesterday. That was only a teretz. So the Gemara says, Machlekes Rav Shmuel, whether you can back out from Eidecha Dema B'Yisurim with an Amas, when we pass on that you can. But if she put on, in the days of the Gemara, they used to wear different clothing. Love should be the nidusa, because bismanaz, whether the woman is a nida or not is only her business with the husband, only an issue whether she's materis labayla or not. So that's a very private personal issue, so that you don't have to be mefarsim to the whole world whether the woman went to mikvah or not. But bismanaz gemara, all the neighbors had to know, or the children, everybody had to know if the woman was a nida or not. Whatever she touches is going to be tummy. So the bed she touches, the clothing she touches, the people she touches, everybody's going to become tummy. The women used to wear different dresses, used to sleep in a different bed, used to sleep in a different bedroom. Everything was in guns and different. So all the neighbors, everybody knew that the woman is a nida. So if the first day when the husband came home, the woman was lopsha big de nidusa, then the second day she backs out from the whole story. So the Rishonim say, that's too much. Why did she have to exaggerate? And love should dig deni do, so she should have just said nidani tameyani. If she did too much the first time, and the bezin is not satisfied with the teretz that she gives, it doesn't farenfer everything that she did and everything that she said, then it's not an acceptable amasla. And that's the machlokes ha-tanaim and the mishnah, the last perek in Ksubis. The fellow signed. He's been fighting the last 5 years with the person. He says, "You stole this house. You stole the farm." And he says, "You're a ganav if it doesn't belong to you." And now all of a sudden he signs on the shtar. And he says, "Hashen enochli harishin koshemen." So that's a machlokes ha-tanaim. Is that a valid amasla? Maybe people don't do that. Maybe that's not an acceptable amasla. But in principle, there is such a din. You can back out with amasla. So that's what Tosis interprets over here. We're talking like this. The Eid Echad tells the fellow, Achalta, two Eidim. The Gemara says, two Eidim. Machlokes HaMeir and HaChacham. So two Eidim say, the two Eidim are the two waiters who work in the restaurant, and they say, "Oh, we made a mistake in the kitchen. We served you the steak with the chaylev. We didn't cut off the chaylev, and you ate the whole thing, and b'shoigig, obviously b'shoigig, and you have to bring achatas." And he says, "Lo yachalti. I didn't eat chaylev." They said, "What do you mean? We were watching." He says, "No, I didn't eat the chaylev." Back and forth for 20 minutes. Then after 20 minutes, if he would have said from the very outset, "Mezid ha'yisi, lo yachalti shoygigel mezid ha'yisi," he would be able to cancel the hagodah zed, because they can read his mind 100%. It looked to them as if he ate a b'shoyg. But if he says "Mezid ha'yisi," so the fellow will be bleak. But for 20 minutes he says "lo yachalti." Then later on he says, after 20 minutes, says, "What I meant, lo yachalti, I meant lo yachalti b'shoygig el amezid ha'yisi." But he didn't say that in the beginning. So that's the machlokes Rav Meir and HaChachamim. Is that a valid amasla? Can he reinterpret what he said? His initial reaction for the first 20 minutes with the two Eidim was, he said, "Lo yachalti," not true, "lo yachalti." He doesn't say, "I cut it up and I threw it in the garbage." He just keeps on saying, "Lo yachalti." And then after 20 minutes says, what I meant to say was, so Rav Meir says that that's not a valid amasla. He's reinterpreting what he said originally. Originally he said, lo echalti at all. Now he says, lo echalti shaygi yala mezid. It doesn't fit into what he said initially. And the Chachamim say, no, it is a valid amasla. He's reinterpreting what he said originally. When he said originally, lo echalti, what he meant was, but it can't mean that it means a migu. It's a migu mamakamen. He can't say. If he would have said, mezid hayisi, it would have been believed. So now that he says, it all is also believed. What do you mean? But it's migu mamakamedim. So that's what Tosis explains. Tosis, it does mean migu. So the Gemara says, I'll call upon him.
He's not really contradicting the Adam. They don't know if it's mezid or shogeg.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they say. They both agree. A man and a rabban, they both agree. If two Adim say, the two Adis come from the kitchen, they say, we served you chaylev, and we were watching when you ate it, and achalta chaylev b'shegig, and you have to bring a chatas. So if he would say right away, mezid ha-yisi, then everyone agrees. Mezid ha-yisi, he contradicts them, because he knows better than them. They don't. They only have the idea of baloria. But for 20 minutes it says, lo achalti. Then after 20 minutes he said, but that's not acceptable, Achalti. The Edom are contradicting him. Rav Meir is right. In Hadiyu L'Shnaim the day Misa, if two Edom are believed to give him the death penalty, two Edom are certain believed to be Mechaif and Mechata. So after 20 minutes, then he says, what I meant to say was, Lo Achalti B'Shoigig Ela B'Mezid Ayisi. So is that a valid reinterpretation? So the Chachamim say, that's acceptable. That's like an amasla. He's reinterpreting what he said.
I'm talking about the Migu Makamadim problem.
Migu Makamadim is no good, yeah.
No, but if it's not Makamadim, the Adam don't know if he did it in Shogeg or Mezid. Why is that a Migu Makamadim?
No, but he says Lo Yachalti, period.
No, but
they know that Ochal. They know that Ochal.
Yeah.
And he says Lo Yachalti. So he's not believed to contradict the Adam.
He should believe for a migu.
He should believe him to say lo yachalti because he has a migu. If he would have said mezer yisi, he would have been believed to contradict the Adam. So now, even though he says lo yachalti, he should be believed with a migu. So he says no, but that's a migu mamakam Adam. The Adam said that ochal. So Tosfos says it cannot be that that's the pshat. He's believed with a migu.
Why is he not considered an honest instead of a shogeg? It was people in the kitchen who made a mistake. He just happened to fall into it.
Right. That's called, I don't know why it's not called oinus. That's a good question. If a person doesn't have their oinus, you're not chayv achatas. But we don't call that an oinus. I'm not sure why we call that misasek. Let's say a person ate some food and he thought that it was flesh. Then it turns out that it's chaylev. So that should really be misasek. He wasn't aware of the facts of the case. Misasek can call it tarkula as part of machatas. So the Gemara says, but there's an exception to the rule. Misasek b'chalav ma'arais chayiv shekein nehenu. By macholas asuras and bias asuras, so there misasek is chayiv. Let's say the man went to sleep with his wife. His wife was sleeping, and he went to sleep with his wife. And turns out that it was an eshes ish. It wasn't his wife, but he thought that it was his wife at the time. So that should really be misasik. Misasik should not be chayv achatos. But misasik barais is chayv achatos. She came to henna. Yeah. So chalov and barais are the exception to the rule. So you're asking a good question. I don't know the answer. Why do you call it misasik? Why don't you call it onus? I don't know. Apparently it's not an onus.
Onus would be if somebody forced him to eat.
That's what kind of onus? Okay.
That's an onus.
Okay. But nobody forced him, and he could have. He could be a nudnik, he could go to the kitchen and ask, are you sure you cut off the chaylev? He could have asked 1,000 questions. Apparently it's not a ninus, but it should have been a misasek, and misasek usually is part of mechatas, but this is b'chalav ma'arai, it's chayiv, shekein nehenet. So misasek is chayiv achatas by chaylev. So that's what the Gemara says, that the Eid Echad, if the waiter tells him Achalta Chayla B'Shegeg, if he Shoyseg, then you say Shtika Koido. If he says Lo Achalti, then Eid Echad is not Mechayiv him. So the Gemara is proving that you say Shtika Koido. So the Gemara says, Matayim HaMechayiv Rabbanan. Here.
Reisha matanu mechavi rabbanon. If he shoysek, why do the chachamim agree that it's chayiv? Ilema mishum de mehemen. If it's because two edim on emanim, or was because eidechot. The Reisha was the case where eidechot told them achal techevet. So the Gemara says, "Hatrei bi'alma." If you have to wait, the mafuk have to come back chashlehu in a mehem. They look at patri rabbanon. Here the rabbanon say he's believed against the edim. Elam shum the ishtik. The Gemara says it's clear in the Mishnah that the edechad is neman when the person is shaysay because shtika kaido. It's not that edechad is neman. So that you can't really prove from there. We're trying to pile up sources to indicate that edechad is neman b'isur. So one is the Mishnah, one is the Mishnah isolated. Eidechad is Neman by Aguna. So you see Eidechad is Neman. By Meis Baile, Eidechad is Neman. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara thought that they're going to prove that Eidechad is Neman to be Mechai Bechatas. The Gemara says, Eidechad is not Neman to be Mechai Bechatas. Two Eidem on Nemanim. Eidechad is not Neman. Only if the fellow is Shaysik, because Shtika Koido. Do you have any other sources that Eidechad is Neman? The Gemara says, yeah. El Svarah, whom leader the Havi Achaticha, if you have a piece of food, you don't know whether the shuman is also fatty, but it depends which part of the animal. Certain parts of the fat are also with any sukkaris, certain fats, parts of the fat are mutter. So if you have a piece of fat, you don't know where what part of the animal was cut off from. You don't know what's chelav or shuman. So the Gemara says, we have sources. We know Eidechot is Neman by Yisurim, and Eidechot is Neman by Meis Parvashat, so we know Eidechot is Neman. So the Gemara says, that's not a good proof. The Gemara says, Midomi, Eidechot is Neman by Shuman. If you have a piece of fat from an animal, you don't know whether it's Chelev or Shuman. So there I understand Eidechot is Neman. But to say Eidechot should be Neman by Meis Bailo is not the same as over there. So the Gemara, Midomi, is there a comparison? Hossam, in the case of the chela versus the shuman, lo yischazi gisura, you don't know what the nature of the piece of meat is. You don't know whether it's treif or kosher. So eidechad is not keneged cheskasisa b'hocha. The woman was married for the last 25 years and the husband disappeared. So here the woman is b'cheskasisa b'hocha yischazi gisura de'eshesish. Eidechad keneged hazaka maybe is not neman. That's what the Gemara is raising a question. Maybe Eidechot Keneged Chazaka is Eina Neman, semicolon, and number two, Bein Dov Shabiyah V'Pachis Mishnayim. There are two different arguments over here. There's a big question in the Mishnayim. That's the way the Baal HaTos is read the Gemara. There are two different arguments here. Eidechot is Neman B'Yisurim. He's tested. We don't know whether the piece of food is Chelev HaShuma. So Eidechot is Neman, because not as Chazik Heter, not as Chazik Yisur. You don't know what it is. Eidechot is Neman. But here the woman was known to be an Eishes Ish for 25 years. So Eidechot is not Neman. Can I get Ches Kasisa? And then number two, even if you say Eidechot would be Neman, but here we're talking to allow the woman to remarry, that's called Dov Shabiyeva. So Dov Shabiyeva needs two kosher Eidim testifying Bifnei Bezin. That's the Gzerah Shava Dova Dova Mimamin. That not only Mamas and the Fashis need Shnei Eidim Ksherim Bifnei Bezin, Dov Shabiyeva also needs Shnei Eidim Ksherim. So the Gemara has the two tainas. How can the Mishnah assume? The Mishnah is clear. The ratio of the Mishnah was she's nisus hapi edechot, and the sefer of the Mishnah, you don't have all the penalties, she's nisus hapi shnei edim. So how can it be nisus hapi edechot? There are two reasons why edechot should not be believed. Number one, it's edechot keneged hachazoke, even the nisus of the heter shouldn't be believed. Number two, it's a dovah shebi'erva. So the Gemara, hol adam yelo chaticha debadei chelev, our case, where the woman is b'cheskas eishes ish, should not be compared to a case, you have a chaticha basar, you don't know whether it's shuman or chelev, it should be compared to a different case. A case that's vaday chaticha, chaticha de vaday chelev, v'asei edecha v'yam borili du shuman hu, the Lord Mehemen, because the edechot is saying, k'neger ha-chazoket. So edechot, k'neger ha-chazoket, zayin anem, so here edechot, it says, meis bailo, is k'neger ha-chazoket. So Gemara, what kind of a comparison did you give me? The Gemara says, me, dummy, if you know, b'vadai, the sheikh had shech tzebehema, He's making a whole demonstration. He has a whole classroom, shechts the behemah, and then he cuts up the behemah after he shechts, and then he cuts out, this is the chelev and this is the shuman shayin, and he puts the chelev on the table. Then comes an erechet, says it's shuman. The sheikh had just made a whole demonstration. He explained to everybody, this is the chelev and this is the shuman. Even if you have 100 of them, they're going to say this is shuman. They're not going to be believed. It's not because erechet kenega chazok. It's vadai chelev. The sheikh had cut open the animal and he said, this is the chelev. It's not believed. That's not because Eidechet can get a chazaka. Even if you have 100 Eidim, it's Eina Nema. It's Bori. It's a me dummy. The Moshe was a Shvach HaMasa. Hush HaFilosa Beimeya. Even if 100 witnesses come and they say that it's Shuman Lo Mehemni, because it's a Vada Chelev. But over here in the case by the Meis Baila, Kim L'chiyosa Beitrei Mehemni, if two Edom would come and say the husband is dead, she was married for the last 25 years, but the husband died, so she's Moteris. So maybe the Din is Eidechot should be Nema. Chad Nami Lehemni, needed to have yet. The Gemara raised the two objections. The Gemara raised the Mishnah is clear. Eidechot, the Mishnah is Eidechot Hirsch. Eidechot is Neman by Meis Baila. By an Agun, Eidechot is Neman. But there are two objections against it. First of all, it's a Dov Shabiyeva, so you should really need two Eidim. And secondly, even if it would have been Eidechot Neman by Surim, but it's Eidechot Keneged HaChazoka. Eidechot Keneged HaChazoka. Chazoka means what was assumed. For the last 25 years, she was an Eishes Ish. And now all of a sudden the husband is missing. The Eidechot says that the husband is dead. But that's Eidechot Keneged HaChazoka. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Eidechot Keneged HaChazoka. Do you say Eidechot Dam Bisurim or not? So the Gemara says, if two Eidim would have come and said Meis Baila, they would have been believed. So the Gemara said, Eidechot should also be believed. And they give a mashal. They didn't have a Tevel Hegdish V'Koinomas. Let's say, all the fruits and vegetables and the grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael, everything is tevel, until your mafish trumas and maises. So let's say we have bushels and bushels of food, we know that it's becheskas tevel. Then a man comes and he says, I was mafish trumas and maises. He says, the matzav changed. He doesn't say it was a mistake, it was never tevel in the first place. He says it was tevel, but I changed it. I was mafish trumas and maises. So that's eidechot keneged hachazaka. For the first couple days or the first couple weeks, it was becheskas sisu, and now it's just like over here. The woman was married for the last 25 years, and then Eidechot comes and says, Meis Baila. So here the food was tevel. After they cut it off from the ground, and they put it in the bushels, and so on, everything was tevel, and Eidechot says, I was mafrishit. Or let's say somebody was magdish something, so hegdish, you're not allowed to get hanah from it. Someone says, I was paidah from the gizbar. She says, I was paid from the gizma. Or kainamis. Kainamis means anisa neder. So the person had taken a neder not to eat something, and then he says he was matter the neder. He went to a bezna, was matter the neder. So would Eidechot be neman in those cases? It's Eidechot keneged hachazokah. It was usher for a while. It was tevel for a while, but it's possible to change. It's not like chelev. If you know that it's chelev, it can't change to become shuman. Here, the tevel lends itself to a heta if you're mafish trumas and maises. The hegdish lends itself to pinyan. The kainamis also, you can be mata and eder. So,
at the same time as he says that she doesn't have any chazaka.
So that's the question. Is Eidechot believed can I get a chazaka? What's the din? Is Eidechot believed can I get a chazaka? So the Gemara is raising the issue, maybe not. So the Gemara says, they gave a mashal, leader to have a tevel. Eidechot is bagloit by tevel, even though we know it's tevel for the last couple days, last couple weeks. Eidechot is believed to say that he was mafrish, chumas maises oistal. Eidechot is neman can I get a chazaka. We know that it was hegdish for a while. Eidechot says, I was paid, and so on. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. How do you know that din is true? Hai tevel hechidami. What's the case with the tevel? Idi day, if he says, I'm the owner of this stuff, and I know that it was tevel, and I was mafish, trumas, and maises. So that's not called Eidechet Keneged HaChazaka. That's Biyodei L'Saknai. If he's the owner, the only one who can be Mafis Shumas HaMaisis is the owner. If I have, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Shumas, Chamisha Lai Chomu V'Intorma Ein Chumas and Chumah. There are five people who can't be Mafis Chumah, and even with the evidence not Chal. So three of them are our three friends, the Cherushayt of the Kotlin. Allah Badaz can't be Mafis Chumah. And then one is Hatorim Shein Shaloi. I come to your house and I'm Mafir Shtumas and I says, you didn't authorize me. If you made me a Shliach, so I have the ability to Shulchan Shalom Kemoisai. The Lord Af and the Pasuk came to Rima Gamatem as Shtumas Hashem, Gam the Rabbis as Shliach. So you can appoint a Shliach to be Mafir Shtumas and I says. But if you didn't appoint a Shliach, someone comes in, is Mafir Shtumas and I says, Torim Adov Shein Shaloi is simply not Chal. So the Gemara says, this Moshel that you just said, Hi Tevel Hechidam, you said Eidechet is Bagloipt to say that it was Tevel until now and he was Mafish Trumas. What's the case that he's Bagloipt? What is the case that he's an Em? Ididei, if he's the owner of the Tvue, then it's not called Eidechet Keneged Chazaka. The Chazaka doesn't contradict him. He can undo the whole Chazaka. It's Biyodah Lahafish Trumas and Mais, Biyodah Lasaknai. So that's not called Eidechet Keneged Chazaka. He can. What's wrong with Eidechet Keneged Chazaka? What's wrong with Eidechet Keneged HaChazaka? The Tnei Yeshua has this kasha. The Sheva Shmaitzer quotes the kasha for the Tnei Yeshua. The din is, Eidechet Keneged HaRoiv is believed. Eidechet Keneged HaRoiv is believed. Let's say, we have a mixture of kosher and non-kosher. I have 10 pieces of meat, and 9 of the pieces of meat are treif, and 1 is kosher. So the roiv, I don't know which is which. So you have to go bus a roiv, so you're not allowed to eat anything. Comes in Eidechet and he says, I know which is which. I'm the butcher. This is the kosher one, and this is the treif one. So the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Ksubas, Eidechet is neman, can I get a roiv? So which is better, roiv or chazaka? So the Gemara says, what if you have a situation, you don't know what the facts are. So the roiv indicates one way, the chazaka indicates the other way. So what do you follow? Do you follow roiv or do you follow chazaka? So the Gemara says, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adiv. Roiv is better than chazaka. So roiv is better than chazaka, and Eidechet is better than roiv. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, if Eidechet is better than roiv, and roiv is better than chazaka, if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So how can you tell me that Eidechet is not Neman Keneged HaChazaka? Eidechet is even Neman Keneged HaRoiv, and the Roiv is better than Chazaka. How can it be the Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha, this, that the Ramban asked the Kasha also. It is a Ramban in Ksubis, and the Mohammed also has that Kasha. But the Sheva Shmaitzer doesn't quote the Ramban, he just quotes the Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha. So the answer is, we're not working with what is better than what. Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Roiv is a Birur. Raif tells you what the likelihood is, what the probability is. So Raif is mevar the facts. Chazaka is not mevar the facts. Whenever you don't know what the facts are, so you say status quo. Whatever the din would have been yesterday, you should be noyig according to that today. It could be that the facts changed, but Chazaka is not a mevar. Chazaka is a din in Hanhagir. Rabshim Mishkop has that in his Sefer. So of course, Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Pnei Yeshua says that. Why is Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif? Because Roiv tells you what the facts are. Chazaka tells you when you don't know what the facts are, you should deny it today the same way you would have been denied yesterday when you knew what the facts were. Today you don't know whether it changed or not. So if you have a Roiv, you have a situation, you don't know, the Roiv indicates one way, the Chazaka indicates the other way. So Roiv is a Birur, and Chazaka is only a Din Hanhaga, so of course the Roiv wins.
Does that mean both Ishikaman but Leshikaman?
Yeah, they're both a Birur. They're different kinds of Roiv. Many different kinds of, there's a roiv, 90% roiv, 80% roiv, 51% roiv. So 51% roiv is probably not a beer. That's also a din hanhoga. That's a roiv garua. But let's say you're talking about a normal roiv, 90%, 80% roiv. So that's considered a beer. So what's wrong with if Eidechet Keneged HaRoiv, Eidechet is believed. So what's wrong Eidechet Keneged Chazaka? Why shouldn't Eidechet, that's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, shouldn't be a Kavachimer? Eidechet Keneged Chazaka is certainly good. So the answer is, there's a klal that Eidechet B'Hakchosh Elav Klumhi. What does that mean? It means like this. Let's say two Edim say Horag, and two Edim say Loi Horag. So you Mekabel Edim, Reuven and Shimon say Horag, and Lady Yehuda say Loi Horag. So Mekabel Edim, you don't know what to do? But two Edim come, you Mekabel Oli Edis. If one Eid says Meiz Baila, one Eid says Loi Meiz Baila, so Eid Echud, who is Bo B'Hakosha, you have no right to accept the Edis in the first place. Eid Echud B'Hakosha Lav Klumi. There is no such thing by Shnei Edim. Shnei Edim Akosha. If you have Trey or Trey, you accept what they say, accept what they say. You don't know what to do. But Eid Echud B'Hakosha Lav Klumi. So Eid Echud B'Hakosha Lav Klumi is not because the other Eid Echud has the same degree of Nemanis. The Eid Echud says Meiz Baila is Bagloip. The Eid Echud says Loi Meiz Baila is not believed, because it's a dovish of the erva. Nonetheless, if they come to Vasachas, one says Meiz Baila, one says Loi Meiz Baila, so the din is you can't accept the Haggadah Seidus. So that's what the Gemara is raising a possibility when the Eid Echud is saying Keneged HaChazakeh, maybe that's also called Eid Echud B'Hakosha. You have no right to accept Eid Echud in the first place. It's not that Chazakeh, the Psak of Chazakeh, is stronger than the Psak of Eid Echud. No! Eid Echud is better than Rav, and Rav is better than Chazakeh. So of course Eid Echud is better than Chazakeh. But Eid Echud, can they get a Rav? It's not called Eid Echud Bakosh, because every Rav implies that there's a Miut. 90% of the time is like this, 10% of the time is not like that. So Eid Echud comes and says, this is farther than 10% of the time. The facts, I know the facts, and it's, over here it doesn't go Basar Rav. It's the Miut over here. That's not called Eid Echud Bakosh. But when Eid Echud is Kenegara Chazakeh, until now she was Bechaz Kaseh Shizish, and Eid Echud is saying it changed, so that's called Eid Echud Bakosha. So that's what the Gemara raises a possibility. Maybe Eid Echud Kenegara Chazakeh is Eina Neman by Yisra Heta. That's how Tosis Paskins like that. That's how the Ramo Paskins. The Ramo usually Paskins like the Balia Tosis. So that's what Tosis read in the Gemara here. Eid Echud Kenegara Chazakeh, the Gemara is raising a possibility, maybe he's Eina Neman. And that the Gemara doesn't prove that he is Neman, so like that is Eina Neman. The Mechaber quotes the Chachmi Svarad, the Ramban and the others, they had a different shot than the Gemara. The Gemara knew all along what the din was. Eid Echud is Neman, can I get a Chazak? And the Gemara was just asking, can you prove it from Mishnayis? Come to the conclusion, we really hope we have insufficient evidence. You can't prove the din from the Mishnayis, but the din is still the din. Eid Echud is Neman, even can I get a Chazak? But the Balei HaTosis learned the Gemara not so. The Gemara was asking, what's Taka the Din? Is Eid Echud Neman Keneged HaChazakeh? And the Gemara can't prove it, so the Din is Taka Eina Neman. Eid Echud Keneged HaChazakeh is Eina Neman. Not that the HaChazakeh is stronger than Eid Echud, but it's Eid Echud B'Hakosha. Eid Echud B'Hakosha Lav Klumhi. You have no right to accept the Eid Echud. Eid Echud Keneged HaRav is not called Eid Echud B'Hakosha, because the Rav implies that there's a Miut. So the Rav doesn't really contradict Eid Echud. But the Chazok is Eid Echud. Right. So this is that we have two tainas against the Mishnah. First of all, it's Eid Echud Keneged HaChazakeh. Secondly, forget about that. That's Eid Echud Keneged HaChazakeh by Yisra Heter. But here it's a Dovish of the Erva. So there are two good reasons why Eid Echud should really not be believed over here. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. Mishum Miguna Kila Be'Rabonim. It's only mid the Rabbanan that we accept Eid Echud. Min HaTorah, you can't accept the Haggadah Eid Echud for the two good reasons. That both are here right before the two dots. The Gemara says, the reason why, Shum Gana Kila B'Rabbanan. That's the Gemara's final conclusion. And that's going to be a Pella. What do you mean, Shum Gana Kila B'Rabbanan? The Rabbanan were not authorized to make any Kulas. They can make a Takana the Rabbanan, and they can make a Siog. But how can they be make a Lana Din the Reis if Eid Echud is Eina Neman? Is Eina Neman? So that's a big pella. So Rashi in Masech HaShabbos, where is it? Here the Gemara has, Eid Mipi Eid is good. Here it says, Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei. So the Gemara there says, Eid Mipi Eid is good by Eid Echad Nam and Bisurim, and Eid Mipi Eid is good by Eid Asisha. So Rashi says over there, how do you have all these coolers? How is Eid Echad good by Meis Bailo? The Gemara says there are two reasons why it should not be good. It should be a Dabash of Yehav, needs to aid him. Eid Echud Keneged HaChazakeh, even if it would have been Yisra Heter, would not have been believed. So Rashi said it's based on Afkinah Rabban and Kedusha Minei. Whenever you have an Eid Echud, says Meis Baila, so the Bezna allows her to remarry, because the Mafkir, the Kedusha, is considered as if she was never married to the first husband. So the Rishonim ask on Rashi, but the Mishnah says if the first husband comes back alive, So we say she needs a get from the first husband, from the second husband. The vlad mamza mizeh mizeh. What are you talking about? You just said apkira abani kedushim enei. So the Rishonim answer, according to Rashi, if you don't know whether the husband is alive or dead, kolzman you don't know. So you say apkira abani kedushim enei. If the husband comes back alive, you don't say apkira abani kedushim enei. It's a little funny. It's a little funny. So that's why
he comes back alive. You restore the chazaka.
Yes.
Because
he
wants to, the
Eidah
wanted to destroy
this
chazaka.
Yeah. So that's how the Rishonim defend the Rashi. The Rashi says, if you don't know one way or the other whether the husband is alive or dead, then you have a right to declare Afkin Rabban. But if the husband comes back alive, then we don't say Afkin Rabban. So it's a questionable pshat. So other Rishonim talk about it. This is a serious issue. What do you mean we shouldn't get a kilib rabbanim? How could they be makel against the din deraisa? So that's what the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. Did the Chachamim have the Chiyeshkech? The Chachamim is going to go on and on and on. The Chiyeshkech, the Chachamim, Dakadab and Atar Bekum the Yaseh. The Chachamim told us that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you shouldn't blow a shofar. Minatari mechuyif to blow the shofar. Minatari mechuyif to shake a lula with the first day sukkahs, even if the first day sukkahs falls out on Shabbos. With the rabbanim, yesh kerech mecham lakadob benatar b'shev v'altasa. They tell you, don't be mekayim and mitzvah. But do the chachamim have authority to be oikadob benatar b'kum v'yasei? So the maskon of the Babli is no. They have no authority to do that. Lahi rasha the migna milsa they can. If it's only lahi rasha they have the right to. But to make a takanek vu the darvis like that, they do not have the ability to. So that's going to be the pella. So how can a chachamim allow the woman to remarry based on neidah? So Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei says apkin abani kedushim enei. But most of the rishonim do not accept that. So we'll have to. That's going to be the topic that's going to be discussed here at lunch. But we didn't finish this gemara. Okay, we'll have to go back to the gemara. In this week's Sedra, there's a famous pasuk in Shmini. The Torah talks about kosher food and non-kosher animals. Then the Torah talks about which dead animals are metame, which are not metame. So the Torah says that certain animals, when they die, bin evlosim loisi go. If you're going to touch it, it'll be metame you. So you're not allowed to touch them. So the Tanaim asks, what do you mean you're not allowed to touch kohanim? I'm not allowed to be metame la meisim, only a human being, a dead mace. But a dead sheretz, the kohanim are permitted to be metame. So even kohanim, we have to be careful. Labatume, they're not muzer, they're not prohibited to be metame to shvatzim. So when it doesn't go for all of Klal Yisrael, okay, there is no such din that you're not allowed to be metame to a dead sheretz. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says it goes beregel. Chayvodim taratzma beregel. Hashol shvigolim, you're not allowed to be metame yourself. Everybody has to be tohar. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. What is that all about? So the Shagasari has a whole essay where he says, Pashit, it goes on Sholosh Regalim, his mantra based on Migdash HaYikam. Everybody has an obligation to be early regularly. You have to walk into the Azara and bring Riyach HaGigah Simcha. You have to bring three karbonis. If you tell me, you can't walk into the Azara. So of course you have to be Tohar Beregel. Let's say Pesach is a 5-day long Yantav, 7-day long Yantav, and Sukkot is an 8-day Shmini Atzeres. So you have to be tohar at least on one day to be able to enter the Azara and to bring all the karbonis. But once you brought the karbonis, then if you want to, you can be metame. And so the Shagazari says the whole thing doesn't apply bizman hazeh we have no beis hamikdash. It's bizman shebeis hamikdash or yikayim on sholosh regalim. It's part of the din of aliyah l'regel. It doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Rosh in the end of Maseches Yuma quotes that the Rav Sadia Gaon that people used to go to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, and the Rav Sadia Gaon writes they have to say a bracha shekadoshanim b'msasim tzivano ala tvila. What is that all about? Why are you saying a bracha? Why are you saying a bracha? So the Rosh says the Rosh understood Rav Sadia Gaon because chay v'adam l'tayr atzma b'regel. So he says, how come he doesn't say the same on Rosh Hashanah? Why only on Yom Kippur? It's interesting. So why should it apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? There's no chiyuv aliyah l'regel. You don't have to bring riyach hagigah and simcha. So apparently the Rosh understood in the Rav Sadia Gaon that chayvadim taratzma beregel means something else. The Achronim elaborate on this. In order to absorb the kedushas hayayim of yantif, you have to go to mikveh in advance. If the person is a time, even bizman hazeh has nothing to do with aliyah l'regel. even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, some Achronim say Shabbos, the Kedusha, is so powerful it will have a hashpah on the person even if he's tummy. But on Yontif, the Kedusha Sayyam of Yontif is less than that of Shabbos, so the Kedusha Sayyam of Yontif can only have an influence on the person if he's in the state of Tahara, and it's relevant even Bezman Hazeh. And the Shagazai Tainus, no, it doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It only applies to Pesach Shavuot Sukkah Bezman Shabbos Hamikdash Haikayim. That's a big machlokes, what's the nature of the din. The later Achrayim say that the Rav Sadia Goyen didn't mean at all what the Rosh understood. The Rosh understood Rav Sadia Goyen that is based on Chayiv Adam and Tahara Atzma, but regularly holds it even applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the latest Svarim, the Aruch HaShulchan and others have like that. The Rav Sadia Goyen understood that Pasuk, it is a special mitzvah to go to Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, not on Erev Hashanah, not based on Chayiv Adam and Tahara Atzma regularly. It says, Lifnei Hashem Tetoru. So what does it mean, Lifnei Hashem Titoru? So the Rav Sadia Goyen apparently translated, Lifnei Hashem, before you enter into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur B'Aro Lifnei Hashem. We are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifnei Hashem, before you enter into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Titoru, you should go to Mikveh. That's how Rav Sadia Goyen understood. The Ramban also says Lifnei Hashem, before you enter Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur, but he translates to Torah, you should say Vidui. Ramban says that's the premise of the whole Gemara, the last daf for the very end of Yuma, that you have to say Vidui as Yom Kippur is about to enter. You have to say Vidui, but we recommend you should daven, the Tanaim recommend you should daven Mincha before the Sudam of Sekes and say the Vidui then Shem Yered Rak HaKol of the Sudam. What does it mean? You may have to take down the garbage. You may have to wash the dishes. You may forget to take the machzah. So till you're going to get to shul, you may just make it by the skin of your teeth, and you won't have a chance. It'll already be bein hashmos. You won't have a chance to say vidui right before Yom Kippur enters. Shem yared val kakol b'sudah. But so that's why they said the Magen Avraham says, according to the Ramban, you should say vidui after mincha before the sudah mafsekes. Now when you come to shul, if there is time, you should say vidui again. Because the ikar vidui is really lifnei Hashem tetor, as Yom Kippur is about to enter. The Rambam quotes lifnei Hashem tetor, he learns like the Ramban on Chumash, the Ramban on the Gemara, that tetor means to recite vidui, but he doesn't say as Yom Kippur is about to enter lifnei Hashem. He says, there's a mitzvah all year long to do tshuva, and on Yom Kippur there's an additional mitzvah to do tshuva. We have to understand that. What do you mean additional mitzvah? Every day in the year there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, so what's manish tana on Yom Kippur? So, but the Rambam writes like that. The Rambam Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva also writes there's a separate mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, and the Rambam understands Lefnei Hashem Tetor, you should purify yourselves by saying vidui on Yom Kippur Lefnei Hashem. And the Ramban or Rav Sadia Goyen understand Lifnei Hashem means Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rav Sadia Goyen learns to Torah, you should go to Mikveh, Kipshuto. And the Ramban says Lifnei Hashem Torah, before Yom Kippur enters, you should recite Vidui. So that's what the later Achrayim understood Rav Sadia Goyen. They say, Rav Sadia Goyen didn't say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He didn't say it on Sholosh HaGolim. Maybe he agrees with the Shagasari that the din of Chayiv Adam Tahara Atzma Beregel doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh because no one's visiting the Azar. Only Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, that's a new mitzvah min HaTorah, Lefnei Hashem Titor. Yeah.
We're not allowed to. Yeah.
Not yet. Gonna have a minion?
My red light doesn't work.
New.
But they needed a new battery last year. That's why it wasn't. I bought a 4 battery. Figure it out. Yeah.
Funny, it's making it worse. Yeah, but he moves.